Dick, there was a very famous person who came from this state. Her name was Anita Bryant. I think you met her a few times.
We have, as a matter of fact. Did a little thing with her called the Miss Tulsa pageant. But at first it started with Miss KAKC, our station. I'm not sure of the year. I think it was in 58, early 58. Decided to have our own contest and sponsor our own entry in the Miss Tulsa contest, which was going to be coming up a little bit later in the year. So we had the Miss KAKC contest and probably had about 20 girls enter it. Anita was one of them, and she ended up winning Miss KAKC title.
Were you a judge?
No, I was sort of the producer. I just organized it, you might say.
So she was going to school then, wasn't she?
She was either in high school or just graduated. I'm not sure.
From Rogers.
Yes, right, from Will Rogers.
Right.
She was the winner of our contest. We had some local judges that came in and did a good job. And, of course, the talent was a big factor in Miss America at that time, and so it certainly was a big factor as far as our local judging was concerned. Not too long after that, they had the Miss Tulsa contest, and we sponsored her there. Sure enough, she won that one.
What does that mean, we sponsored her?
What you do is you pay an entry fee of some sort, and this is what sponsors did for the girls, maybe get some clothes or something. At that time, it might have been $100, which bought maybe a swimsuit and a dress or something. Hard to believe, but that's what it was. And I don't know what we spent on it, but it wasn't a great amount of money. No sponsor did. Then we had the contest down at the old Municipal Theater, which is now known as the Old Lady on Brady. She won that, and then she was automatically entered into the Miss Oklahoma contest in Oklahoma City. She went on to pursue that little venture, and she won the Miss Oklahoma contest, then went on to Atlantic City in September of 58, and ended up in the contest being the second runner-up, which is in effect third place. The winner of that contest was Marianne Mobley, which went on to do good things and had quite a career in the movies. I don't remember who was second, but Anita finished third, and of course then that's just about when her career started. She had a record that had come out about that time, but it wasn't long after that, I think. She had records like Paper Roses and My Little Corner of the World, and the song from Music Man, Tiller Was You. I think that may have been her first big hit.
You remember the songs that she might have sung in your contest?
I have no idea. Right. No idea.
Except you knew that she was blowing everybody away with that voice of hers.
Well, she did. And her looks as well. She was a very attractive gal, and she came across just dynamite. We felt real lucky as far as the station was concerned in order to be able to promote something like that about the station and about the fact that this young lady had done so well. And, of course, that just tied in, her being number one all over the state, tied in with our being number one in Tulsa as far as radio was concerned.
Had you done other pageants for Miss KAKC?
Never had gotten involved at all.
Was it your promotional idea?
I don't think it was my idea. It was probably one of our other people there said, you know, we ought to get into this thing. They're looking for sponsors. It may be that I had the thought that, well, maybe we ought to just have our own contest rather than just going in and laying out money for some girl we don't even know. I don't know for sure, but I don't think the idea of our being involved was directly a sponsor. I will say this, the Tulsa JCs, of which I was a member at that time, also had a hand in sponsoring some of these pageants as well as an overall type of sponsor.
Harry Clark, I think.
Harry Clark Jr. was a big factor in the JCs. Of course, they had a great clothing store here in Tulsa for many years till they sold out. Harry and his sister, Madge Clark Wright. Madge has passed away, but Harry is still kicking out there, and he's a great friend of mine. Harry's the one that got me involved with United Way, and I'll always blame him or give him credit for that. It's been 45 years, I guess, now since we've had something to do with that every year. But Harry's a great friend, and Harry was also highly involved in the Tulsa JCs. That's the story, basically, and there's one other little tidbit about that story, that she got third place in that 58 contest, and we felt like, because of our involvement all the way through, that somebody should go to cover the Miss America pageant directly for KAKC. The obvious choice was me, so I did go in that year. I went out and did broadcast from there. I spent about 3 days there. I think it was like the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before the Saturday night televised finals. So I went out to Atlantic City, had to take a flight from here to Washington, and then had to take another little jumper flight from Washington to Atlantic City. We did the coverage on it and got to interview some of the people, some of the gals, got to talk to Bert Parks for just a brief moment. We sent these things back, and it worked out quite well, and people seemed to be tuned into that because they were all following Anita. That was how that turned out, and she finished, as I said, second runner-up. The next year, we sponsored another girl named Marianne Hazelden. Marianne won Miss KAKC, she won Miss Tulsa, and she won Miss Oklahoma. So here again, 2 years in a row, we hit number one. with our sponsorship. So then we decided, well, let's go cover it again. Only this time, we wanted to make it a little bit bigger coverage, and we had some other stations that we were aligned with in other parts of the country, as in Iowa, and I think there was one in Kentucky and maybe one in Kansas. They all wanted to be part of this little direct broadcast. So I would call up and do reports, just simple little 30-second, one-minute reports to get something in about what's going on here in Atlantic City at the Miss America contest. So I flew out there on a Monday, and I was there the whole week. And then Anita showed up about Thursday, and I'd talked to her before she got there, and I said, hey, look, I'm going to be doing these broadcasts, and she was going to be performing on one of those shows. I'm not sure which one. May have been that Saturday night. Probably was, because she'd had a couple of big records. So I said, how about doing the broadcast with me? So she came down along the runway, and that's where I had a desk along the runway as a member of the press. She came down, and we did several broadcasts together. Those lasted a little longer, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and she talked about her involvement and her relationship with the contestants for that year and so forth, and so it worked out to be a good thing.
But KAKC owned Anita Bryant.
Well, in a sense, you could say that, but we never made any big deal out of it except for that.
Yeah, but it was fun.
But you know, one more thing, and I won't go any further than that, but the third year, we had another girl in the Miss KAKC contest. Her name is Marianne Bell, and she won. She went on to Miss Tulsa, and she won Miss Tulsa. I think she finished in the top five in Oklahoma City, but she didn't win that one. So I didn't go to Atlantic City anymore, not to cover anything else at least.
Was that the end of the KAKC contest?
I think we had 2 out of 3. That wasn't bad. And actually, we considered it 3 out of 3 because Oklahoma City was a plus. It was gravy, you know, from the standpoint of going to Miss America. But the Miss KAKC, Miss Tulsa pageants for 3 straight years, you couldn't argue with that from a standpoint of success.
No, that was excellent.